Well, she sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow bus in China. Tell me, where in the world is
fighting in the war room?
Hey, Patches.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. You having a good Friday so far?
Wow, it's a busy Friday actually here at Polygon because it's Spider-Man Day again. It's not even a movie; it's Spider-Man Day.
That's so on brand for me. Huge Spider-Man fan that does not have a PS4. People have been tweeting me.
You're screwed.
Their playthroughs of Spider-Man in the Scarlet Spider costume. Just knowing what they're doing to me.
I should just send you all of our pictures, or I'll just send you all our content. You can live this game without playing it. It's very a straightforward game, open world, fight the battles, but it's a very cinematic game where I think you're on rails for a lot of the more, you know, the bigger fight moments, story moments. So I think you'll be able to enjoy this game through YouTube.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed all the Arkham games in that way, and I feel like I didn't really lose that experience. So hopefully, Spider-Man will be the same thing.
Okay, why are we talking here? Because it's been a crazy week. It's a crazy week. We haven't done a second episode of Fighting of the War Room in the same week in a very long time, but this week just demands it. It's like the news is coming left and right, and it's been a while. There's been a lot of talk online, and we've just been really caught up in it. And I told you, like, I think we need to jump on the phone really quickly and address some things, because we've just been hearing from a lot of people about a lot of different stuff, and I think we need to talk about it.
Yes.
And the big one is the big thing that we need to talk about is obviously, so the Academy Awards is getting rid of the popular film category that they were to have, which is hilarious, because they announced this thing a few weeks ago that they were going to, I don't know, reinvigorate the Oscars through populism and give away an award that would live side by side with the Best Picture Oscar and would be called the Achievement in Popular Film. And they did not define what popular meant. But
we started calling it, on Summer Spoilers, we did some analysis and we started calling it the the official Disney Oscar. Because if you look back through like box office receipts, it's Marvel and Star Wars for the past 5 years, and there's no reason to think that wouldn't have continued going forward.
And Jumanji 2. But yeah, I made a similar joke on Twitter when it was announced. Like, just give Kevin Feige a producer's award and call it a day. Like, that's why this exists. And now they have rescinded it. They have announced that they're not. I don't think they're getting away. They're getting rid of it completely. They haven't spiked the idea of the Popular Film Award, but this year it's not going to happen. And it's just funny. I guess it's really the Unpopular Film Award, you could say. People online went bananas when they heard about this, us included. And that reached their ears, including apparently Steven Spielberg and Laura Dern were two people who've been cited in stories who campaigned against the Popular Film Award. Now, Dave, were you rooting for something for popular film? Were you against this, or were you hoping that something would win? What would have won?
What would have won? I think this year Black Panther would have had to have pulled it in. I mean, the only thing that I think maybe you could throw up there in terms of a popular film that, you know, met expectations is maybe I would throw The Incredibles 2 up there in terms of super popular film with legs. But like, really, they would have to go out of their way to avoid making this the Marvel Disney Award if they were going to like define popular in some sort of way. But also in the statement, they said sort of bullshit, but it is still a good point. They didn't give enough time to define what popular was for films to even like think about competing in this category. They didn't know what they were competing in.
Yeah, the studios need to spend money to campaign, and how can they tell people what the popular film award is, or how can they buy their awards like they do every other year if they don't know the criteria? Well, so this is another example of people at the top in creative control doing something they think is a good idea, fun, and it blowing up in their face and hearing outcry from the viewership and actually doing something about it. So that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. Very subtle, right? What you did right there.
That's a good thing that more people should do when these things happen, when these things blow up in their face. But yeah, so it's been just a crazy week for news. Burt Reynolds died. There was a whole fiasco with the Predator, and the, I don't even want to unpack what's going on with the Predator right now. TIFF is in full swing. Katie and David are there on the ground covering movies. They'll phone in soon with their reactions to TIFF movies. And I don't know. Is any what else is happening?
I mean, there's just so much news that's going on. We wanted to drop in and give you a second podcast so we didn't have to spend so much time on next week's Fighting in the War Room discussing all these topics.
Oh, and of course, there's this crazy, just absolutely nuts rumor floating around Hollywood right now that that this podcast is ending, that Fighting in the War Room is over. I don't know where this started. It's basically a death hoax. We got our own death hoax, and people are tweeting at us. Fighting in the War Room is ending. Fighting in the War Room is ending. Fighting in the War Room is not ending. Of course, Fighting in the War Room is not ending. We can't end a podcast when Katie and David are not here. They are at Toronto.
That would be so weird if we actually did that.
It would almost be absurd. It would be absurd to the point where it would have had what is this joke that we would be, that people would be playing? It's such a far-fetched notion that we would somehow we put out a regular episode and then it's just suddenly the last episode ever without any fanfare. Do people know us? We're the most egotistical people on the planet. We all have our own opinions. We would not go down with the ship in such a casual way.
I think hindsight, what happened is for our longtime listeners and fans, that did actually happen to us once where we're like, we're not this podcast anymore. We'll see you next week as something else. But I don't think that's what's happening here.
That's right. So we're not reverting to Operation Kino again. We haven't imploded. Whatever hilarious joke someone played on us that we're ending the podcast, that is not true. That's fake news, to use a term that is probably the reason people got so scared. I mean, this environment that we live in, I feel like someone saying that our podcast was going to end in a straight-faced way is like a Gary Shandling joke from the 1980s. But because we would have come back, right? The next week we would have just had a new episode and everything would have been fine. But of course, in the news cycle that we're in like instant reactions, like you could read the headline that says Fighting the Worm is over and you could instantly tweet your RIP Fighting the Worm is over. And you get really emotional. People are attached to this show and in ways that I don't think you and I maybe even know.
Oh, certainly not. We had no idea. I mean, because the thing about jokes, you and I, we're pretty good at jokes.
I laughed at this. I should have said that, like, I thought this Fighting in the Worm rumor was funny at first, but then.
Yeah, it didn't occur to either of us, I think, that there was any maliciousness in it because, you know, we just thought we were a crazy radio program that you guys downloaded once a week. But, you know, lessons have been learned. We're going to quash this horrible rumor. And next week we're going to, you know, be back with film festival goodness. That's maybe right. Some more talking about, we got our first look at Captain Marvel, thanks to Entertainment Weekly. So we got a female superhero in the mix. That's at least good for me. We got prestige films coming up. We got superhero news. Patches is apparently all in on Spider-Man PS4. So
it's so unlike me.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and next week's The Predator too. I will have seen The Predator by next week. So
I think you're doing some Predator content for Polygon and for all the podcasts. We'll be talking Predator for eons. But wait, to round out our news segment here, I do want to know about Captain Marvel and your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Because Captain Marvel's weird. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the teaser for Black Panther, which came out late February, so around the same time Captain Marvel's coming out next year, I think Captain Marvel's like the first weekend of March, but the Black Panther teaser came out at the beginning of summer and was like roaring. It was attached, I think it was attached to like NBA finals or something, if I'm remembering correctly, but like it just destroyed. And early on in the summer. So everyone was talking about it for so long. And this movie's been hidden. And I don't know exactly why, because I think the pictures that EW has kind of put out there have really hyped people for the trailer. And without giving too much away, like, I have a metric system here at Polygon to tell if certain things are popular, and Captain Marvel is very popular. So why have they been hiding this? What's the deal with Marvel?
Captain Marvel and Marvel in general, they're on their own schedule now. So, like, pre-Snap, pre-Avengers Infinity War being huge and not falling straight on its face, which is what part one of part two could have absolutely done. We could have had a Justice League, but we didn't. They've been really smart about being able to reframe their conversation independent of anybody else. So if this had been a pre-Snap publicity push, I would say look for Thursday or Monday Night Football to drop a trailer this month. I don't think that's going to happen with Captain Marvel. They're kind of slow playing it. I'm now thinking that they're playing Captain Marvel versus Captain Marvel, aka Shazam. So I would look for a trailer next month when the DC streaming service opens to kind of keep comic book fans' eye back on the theaters.
Whoa. Oh, I see. They're going to try and compete. I mean, DC Universe, I have gotten a beta version of it, and I don't know if I could say too much, but it's a cool product. It's very basic. It's like, here's all the video that we possibly own. Here's a bunch of comics that very mainstream, not nerdy people might want to read, which I thought was an interesting way of curating that up front. But yeah, it's a huge play because it's basically Marvel Unlimited. And all the video content and original series, and I guess maybe all the animated movies and stuff too. That's a play. That was the first thing that DC's done in a long while that feels like, okay, you're carving out your own. This is good strategy. Well, if you're going to take on Marvel Disney.
Yeah, it only feels like it because we don't have the Disney streaming service yet. But yeah, once that
wallop everyone.
Yeah, once that comes along, we'll all forget like any of this ever happened, and we'll be like, why did DC Universe have that weird OS? Now that I've seen Disney, my life, the subscription service for my life, then that'll be like the new gold standard. But that being said, that's where I would throw in more Captain Marvel plugs is to sort of batten up late
shots
November.
Across the bow.
Yeah, well, I think you got to keep Captain Marvel on the tip of everyone's mind through prestige season, and luckily there's no Star Wars, so that's going to be easier this year than maybe it's been before. But they also have the Avengers 4 title reveal and some sort of official statement they need to make about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 that I still expect from this year.
Wow, yeah. I mean, people are just down, too, because in Avengers Infinity War, spoiler alert, a lot of the heroes that they love died.
Right.
And they're dead now. And so they don't have a lot of people, and they're not coming back. So who do you... Yeah, you have to invest in Captain Marvel now, and it's like, that's a huge thing to get over.
And I'm always wondering how much Marvel is constantly on calls with Sony being like, stop promoting Spider-Man Far From Home so much. Like, you're going to have your turn. You're not helping us right now. Because what could really fuck them is Spider-Man Far From Home's first trailer accidentally tipping a hand some way, one way or the other. Whether Pepper Potts is in it or anything like that. Like, I think we're definitely going to have to get that before Infinity War, because why would Sony want to hold down one of its most profitable films of 2019? But I do think that it's like a dodging in between raindrops of Marvel marketing.
Is the movie going to be like a prequel?
No.
But Spider-Man's going to be in it.
Yeah, it takes place immediately after Infinity War. Nick Fury's in it. Maria Hill is in it. Two characters that are also we saw die, but they're in Spider-Man Far From Home. And Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio.
Well, that's exciting, because that means things that have died can come back again. And that's something we can all believe in.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Dave, thanks for jumping on the phone with me for this quick news break. It's been a lot. It's been a heavy week, and I'm glad that we could hash some of this out in advance to our next episode next week, when we have a brand new episode next week.
Yes, brand new episode with Film Festival. David went to Telluride. David and Katie are in Toronto. Katie is saying A Star Is Born is good. Maybe one of them saw the Predator. We're going to see the Predator. Fit We're Forever. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.